Pumla Dlamini joining us from Vitamin Angels this World Breastfeeding Week. Pumla, what are the do's and don'ts about maternal nutrition when it comes to breastfeeding?
In terms of the do's and the don'ts about maternal nutrition for breastfeeding, I'll start off with the do's. I like the example of the airplane, save yourself first. And it's important that moms take good care of themselves first, that they establish a good support system, because rest is required for normal bodily functions like milk production to take place during breastfeeding. And I just also want to reiterate that mothers should continue to breastfeed on demand, because the more they breastfeed, the more milk that is produced. We also want to advise and mothers to continue to follow a healthy and diverse diet. This will contribute towards good health. Supplements can still be taken, plenty of rest when possible, with lots of family support. If mothers are concerned about their weight, following a healthy diet, breastfeeding and exercising when possible can help. But mothers should not feel the pressure to snap back after having their bodies and lives go through so many changes. In terms of the don'ts about maternal nutrition during breastfeeding, we advise moms to avoid foods with a strong taste or smell. This could be undesirable for the baby and actually affect demand feeding. Just also to mention that flavors that are made familiar during breastfeeding may affect future food preferences. I want to repeat again that the pressure to snap back should be avoided through drastic weight loss after delivering a baby should really be avoided. Mom should avoid alcohol and medications that are not recommended or prescribed by healthcare professionals. And this also includes nutrition supplements. These should be prescribed by healthcare professional. Mom should avoid stimulants like caffeine. So avoiding coffee and tea, this may affect maybe the sleeping of the baby. You may be asked by your doctor to avoid certain foods like cow's milk if your baby has an allergy to cow's milk. And then we also advise moms to avoid gas-causing foods. If especially there is colic or gassiness, it may be because of that. So maybe avoiding them for a week can help to determine what could be causing colic or gassiness.
Pumla Dlamini is country manager for Vitamin Angels, as well as nutrition lead for Sasquatch in South Africa. Thank you so much for joining us this World Breastfeeding Week.